Welcome back to the Dive Bar edition of the producers here on 105.7 FM, thefan.com. Jeff Orlowski, Greg Janik, kicking your ears ass as we turn to the Brewers. Big nine-game road trip coming up for the crew. As we sit today, Thursday night, they are just one game out of first place. One. It's got a nice ring to it. One game.
That it does.
You know? Tough road trip coming up. Starts three in Colorado. The Rockies, they lead the National League wild card standings as we speak. They are also 15 games over 500 at home. Actually, they lost today, so it's 14 games.
You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
Yeah,
for that.
Tomato, tomato. But 14 games over 500 at home, that's going to be a tough series. From Colorado, they then go to San Francisco, who's, you know, the Brewers are up 15 games in the win column on the Giants, and they got them 15 in the loss column as well. So San Francisco's struggling mightily. Then they face the freaking Dodgers, the team that just doesn't lose. I want to say I saw a stat yesterday that since the All-Star break, but I want to say it was before then, the Dodgers have like an 840 winning percentage.
I think in their last 55 games, they've won 47 of them.
Yeah, something like that.
They've only lost 8 in their last 55 games. Something crazy like
unreal.
That.
51 games over 500.
I think they're pacing towards like 118 wins.
Yeah, they're pacing to set the all-time record.
And I think the record's 115 or 16 by Seattle. Who got swept out the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember that.
That tells you how well the regular season works out for you.
But yeah, a run differential for those Dodgers at 214. Unreal. Just absolutely
plus
sick.
Plus 214. Jesus.
It's absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, let's stop focusing on the Dodgers. Greg, well, okay, Milwaukee, we'll ask you because you're more important than Greg and me. What do you think the Brewers are going to do on this nine-game road trip? 3 Colorado, 3 in San Fran, 3 in L.A. with the Dodgers. Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter at 105.7producers, at GregCrew82, at Jeff_Orlowski. Greg, now I ask.
I think they are going to go 5-4 on the road trip, and if you do that, that's a plus.
Hell yeah, it is.
If you end up above 500 on that road trip, for the road trip, not 500 for the season, but for 500 for that road trip, if you're 5-4, you're sitting pretty. I think they're going to take 2 from Colorado. I think they'll take 2 from San Fran, and I think they'll take a game from the Dodgers. Starting pitchers, you're looking at Garza, Woodruff, and Anderson going against Colorado. Now, Anderson, you don't know what you're going to get. He's coming off the DL, so that's a little worrisome. But you're not facing any knockdown Cy Young Award winners in Colorado. And the one thing the Brewers do well, and it went away for a while, but they've been doing well lately, is hitting the long ball.
Oh, yeah.
And that works out pretty well in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of – they're trending in the right direction when they face Colorado. So I think they'll take 2 out of Colorado. San Francisco, they don't have to face Bumgarner, which is a plus. I think the best pitcher they're facing is Samardzija.
Yeah.
So they can easily take 2. You also have Davies and Nelson going that series. Those are your 2 most solid pitchers the last month. So take 2 from them. Nice thing about the Dodgers is even with Kershaw, though, they're still winning, but not having to face Kershaw is a plus. You do have to face Yu Darvish, who's been very good ever since he's come to LA.
Yeah, very good.
Maeda's doing well for him. Their whole pitch, everybody's doing well for the Dodgers, man. It's crazy what they're doing. I was watching their game last night, and they were down 2 going in the ninth inning.
No problem.
Nope. 3 runs. They did all with they won with 1 out. So it's not like they were just, you know, trying to get by, they did it easily. It was no problem. So I think they can take 5 of 4. This Davies is pitching well. Nelson has been struggling the last couple games, but before that, really had it going in the month of July. Getting Anderson back could be a plus if he is in the same form he was before he got injured. Garza, you don't know. You also have Woodruff a couple times in that series. Woodruff looked good in his first outing. Now, is that just because they don't know who he is and they don't know the stuff he has and he's going to do well the first time around? Could be, but who knows? As long as you got offense behind you, your bullpen's starting to come around as well. Knable's a stud. Swarzak's looking all right. Hader's looking phenomenal.
Yeah.
So if you can get your starting pitchers to just get through 6 innings, then you go 7th Hader, 8th Swarzak, and the 9th Knable, you're good. You're golden.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I'm going to go one better. I think that the crew is going to come back from the West Coast 6-3. I think they're going to sweep San Fran. I think they're going to sweep the Rockies.
Nice.
And I think they're going to get swept by the unstoppable machine that is the Dodgers. Now, you know, like you laid out with the pitching, you know, Jimmy Nelson, you don't know what you're going to get because of the last couple outings. So that could be rough. That could be fantastic. Earlier in the season, Jimmy Nelson outpitched Clayton Kershaw when they went head-to-head. So if he can get, you know, obviously back to that, you're in fantastic shape. You know, Matt Garza is always a toss-up. Woodruff, you know, he's going to have, I think, a decent role because it always takes teams, you know, at least once, 2 times, usually 3 times seeing a pitcher before the guys start to hit. You can have all the tape you want, but if you're not standing in the box and seeing it live, you know, when you face a pitcher for the first time, I think, that hurts you and it puts you in an extreme disadvantage. Even going up against somebody like Kenta Maeda or, you know, any of those guys. So I think that's going to work out well for Woodruff. The bats, you know, just fantastic. You know, I'll tell you, and you know my love for Jet Bandy, you know, and, you know, I've got his jersey. I changed the name of both of my sons. They're both now named Jet Bandy Orlowski. You know, it just kind of rolls off the tongue. I got a tattoo of him. I can't show it to you because it's in a private area. You know, so I love the guy. But I'll tell you, Manny freaking Pena, man. You know, that guy is just he is great. He is great. The way that he throwing, you know, keeping the runners at bay, throwing behind guys, picking them off. It's very impressive. I'm very impressed with Manny.
He's done phenomenal, and everybody was so worried last year when they traded Lucroy on, what are they going to do behind the plate? What are they going to do behind the plate? And Maldonado looked like a complete bum last year.
He was.
And Manny Pena has come in, and he has done phenomenal. I mean, he's batting, I think, high 280s, 287, yeah. 288, 289, 10 homers. He's shown he can be a clutch bat.
Oh, yeah.
Very clutch bat.
Yeah.
And defensively, I mean, you can't get better in the league.
I know.
His arm is unbelievable.
And another good thing is that Steven Vogt is right around the corner from coming back. And before he got hurt, he was red freaking hot as well. So, you know, it's just, it's fantastic. Like you said, everybody, you know, thought the sky was falling when Lucroy got traded. And the crew are in better shape now than they were with Jonathan Lucroy. So, you know, so that's great to see. I think they're going to be fantastic. Like I said, I'll take 6-3 for the crew on this road trip. Now, the only thing is while the Brewers are facing Colorado, San Francisco, and L.A., the Cubs have the Blue Jays, the Reds, and the Phillies. So they're not, you know, really facing any world beaters there for the Cubs.
Blue Jays can do some. The Blue Jays can do some damage. They offensively, they have enough talent where they could put some runs on the Cubs.
Well, especially at Wrigley if the wind's blowing out like it was earlier today.
But, I mean, Cincinnati just put on 13 on them.
Oh, I know, I know. And, you know, I said that, you know, it's a fairly easy schedule. The Cubs just split 2-2 with Cincinnati in a four-game series. So, you know, I do think the Brewers go 6-3, but I will also take 6-3 for the Cubs in the same nine-game stretch. So I don't see them making up any ground. But that's a win. You know, for any team to sit there and go on an extended, you know, 9 or 12-game West Coast road trip, and if the Brewers don't lose any ground to the Cubs, you'll take that any day of the week, man.
What's St. Louis got?
Hopefully a one-way ticket to hell.
I mean, they're just as hot right now as any team in the league. And they're right now, they are a half a game behind the Brewers. One full game behind the Brewers. Two full games behind the Cubs as of right now. But they're still, I think they're still playing. They are leading the Pirates right now 8-12. So that'll be 1.5 and a half game behind the Brewers and Cubs, respectively.
Well, I've got St. Louis. They've got the Pirates for 4. So today is game 1 of their 4-game set. Then they got the Padres and then Tampa. And those are at home. So 4 on the road at Pittsburgh and then 3 each at home, Padres and Rays. You know, I think when we come back and when we revisit this on obviously next week's show, but when we're, you know, pretty much smack dab in the middle of it, but I think in 2 weeks when we come back and we look at where everybody was, I think the Brewers are still going to be right at the top, a game out, maybe even tied for first place.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
You know, and while obviously my Cardinal hate is stronger than, you know, 10 million pounds of steel, they disgust me, I'm counting them out. I don't think the team's all that good. Yes, they're right there, but I think it's a two-man race in the Central between Chicago and Milwaukee.
And it's crazy because when the season started, nobody would have said that the Brewers, as of August 17th, would be one game behind the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
We both on this podcast before the season started thought the Cubs would walk away with mm-hmm. this division. Not only walk away with the division, but walk away with the league.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not playing up to their potential, and the Brewers are playing well above expectations, and it's going to be a race to the finish, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, damn,
it's
going
to be fun to watch.
I'll tell you, man, you know, the Brewers had Monday off, and now they've got Thursday off. What a boring freaking week this has been. You know, you get into, at least I do, I get into the routine where, you know, I put my kids to sleep, and then I'm sitting there watching the crew. And for that to be interrupted because of 2 off days in the same week,
mm-hmm.
these guys go 25 days, you know, 25 games in 25 days.
Yeah.
And you throw 2 off days in the same week, and not one of them was even because of a fake rainout? Now that pisses me off. You know, I miss watching baseball of teams that I want to see.
And you know what? It's good to hear that from people, and because other people share that sentiment as well. And you didn't have that last year. Last year, just waiting for the season to end. I think at this point last year, they were 15 games under 500.
See,
somewhere around there.
Yeah, I love baseball so much that, you know, the Brewers could be, you know, have 10 wins this season. I'd still watch them all the time.
The nice thing about this team, and we've said this earlier in the season, is that they play with such passion and they have such enjoyment when they're out there. And it's great to watch because you can see that they're playing for the love of the game. They're not playing for, well, they are playing for money, but it's not to show anybody up. It's not to be the superstar. It's because they enjoy playing, and they enjoy playing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this team is doing so well, is because they will go to war for any guy. On, what was it, Tuesday, Travis Shaw got beaned
yep.
in the elbow. Very next batter when the Brewers, when Zach Davies took the mound, plunked him. Now, Davies only throws 60 miles an hour, so didn't hurt the guy. But the smallest guy on the team just threw at somebody because his guy got hit.
Yep. Awesome.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, man. I love it. I love it. What say you, Milwaukee? How are the crew going to do on this 9-game road trip? 3 at Colorado, 3 at San Francisco, 3 with the Dodgers. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057producers, at GregCrew82, at Jeff_Orlowski. Another quick break. I got to go smoke. And then we're going to come back and we'll talk about the McGregor-Mayweather fight and what your interest level is in this fiasco. We'll be right back. You're rocking with the producers, the Dive Bar Edition, here on 105.7 FM, thefan.com.
This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2, Wauwatosa.